Father, thank you in Jesus' name.
天父，我祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
For every life yielded to you.
每一个降服给你的生命。
You will prove them.
你要证明。
You will approve them.
你要呢批准他们。
You will qualify them.
要使他们有资格。
And you make them champions.
要使他们成为冠军。
Stronger in every area.
每一个方面呢都很刚强。
In the area of their health.
在他们健康方面。
In the area of their wealth.
在他们财富方面。
In the area of purpose.
在他们的旨意方面
in all that they do for you,
在他们所做的一切
turn their hearts around,
扭转他们的心意
let them know this is a new beginning,
让他们知道这是新的开始
for a great life,
乃是伟大生命的开始
this is a new beginning,
这是新的开始
of kingdom lifestyle,
国度生命的开始
we are not like the people in this world,
我们不像世界上的人
who fear and fret,
每一天都在惧怕恐惧
we do not have any worries in our mind,
我们我们心中没有任何的担忧
，because we know God is our supply。
因为我们知道神是我们的供应。
We thank you this morning。
今天早上我们感谢你。
Take every one of us forward。
你使我们每个人都向前进。
Don't allow us。
不要允许我们
to do our own thing。
做我们自己喜欢做的事情。
So that we do what is pleasing in your sight。
我们所做一切事情都要取悦你的。
And all blessings to flow。
那些祝福都要临到我们。
From this moment henceforth。
从这个时候开始。
Let husbands be saved。
让我们丈夫得救。
Let wives be saved。
让妻子得救。
Let children be saved。
让孩子得救。
Let those who are connected to us be saved。
让那些跟我们联系的人都得救。
As we allow your kingdom life。
让我们允许国度的生命。
To manifest。
彰显出来。
In Jesus' name。
奉耶稣的。
Amen. Give him praise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Immediately after I finish,
我讲道完之后呢,
I'm going to pray for you.
我要为你们祷告。
That you know what it means to live in the life of the kingdom.
你知道了活在国度里面生活是什么意思。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated this morning.
基本今天早上坐下来。
John chapter 3 verse 3.
约翰福音的三章三节。
We must be born again.
我们必须重生。
The book of John,
约翰福音第三章
chapter 3,
第三节
verse 3.
第三节，第三章三节。
Are you there in the Bible?
打开你的圣经吗
？John 3,
约翰福音三章三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom."
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Listen to me well. God wants us to be born into the kingdom.
神要我们呢，在神的国度里面诞生。
Not born into religion.
不是呢，在宗教里面诞生。
Not born into some ritual and practices.
不是诞生在一些的习俗里面。
We must be born in the spirit.
我们必须在灵里面重生。
Born by the word.
被神的话语里面诞生。
We are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word.
从神的话语里面诞生。
Is that true?
对吗
？I say we are born again.
我们要重生。
By the incorruptible word.
借着神的不能够被摧毁的话语。
And that's why we are incorruptible.
所以我们是不能够被摧毁的。
Because we are born by that material.
因为我们被那个材料所诞生的。
When God said,
当神说
，That word created man.
那个话语创造了人。
We have made out of that material.
我们是被那个材料所创造的。
Came out from God's mouth.
从神的口中发出来的。
Do you know what's bird's nest?
你知道吗？鸟窝什么意思吗
？The Chinese like to have a special delicacy called bird's nest.
啊，华人喜欢吃的燕窝。
What is that?
燕窝是什么
？Saliva of the bird.
就是鸟口中的那个口水。
But we have something better than bird's nest.
但是我们所拥有的比那个燕窝更好。
We've been created by the power of God's word.
乃是被神的话语呢所创造的。
Man cannot live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是从神口中所发出的每一句话语。
So we are born again. Say I'm born again.
所以我们是重生。跟我一起说，我们是重生的。借着神的话语。
I'm born again.
我是重生。
By God's word.
借着神的话语。
That's the first thing you need to know. You need to be born into the kingdom.
这是第一个你必须知道了，你必须在神的国度里面诞生。
Stephanus is from South Africa.
Stephanus 是从南非来的。
He's applying to become a permanent resident in Malaysia.
他现在成为了马来西亚，在申请成为马来西亚的永久居民。
He cannot get everything that Malaysians can have.
他不能够得到一切马来西亚公民所拥有能够拥有的。
Just a little bit.
他只能够得到一点点。
But if you're born in the kingdom,
但是如果你在这个国度里面诞生，
you become the resident of the kingdom,
你就成为在国度的居民。
All the kingdom has,
所有国度所拥有的，
is yours,
还是属于你的。
The best,
最好的。
God gave us Jesus,
神给我们耶稣，
and He gave us the best,
他给我们是最好的。
And he gave the Holy Spirit. He gave the rest. Say aloud, when God gave Jesus, altogether when God gave Jesus, he gave the best. The only begotten. When he gave us the Holy Spirit, he gave us the rest. The best and all the rest. And when God the Father gave Himself to you,
it's
overflowing.
祂乃是呢,
Jesus is the best.
耶稣是最好的,
Holy Spirit is the rest.
圣灵呢,
and when the Father gave Himself to abide in you,
跟我们在一起的时候,
you will be satisfied. Show us the Father, we will be satisfied.
彰显启示天父给我们，我们会得到满足。
That's why Christian life is amazing.
所以基督徒是生命是很奇妙的。
Jesus can live inside you.
耶稣可以活在你里面。
Holy Spirit can live inside you.
圣灵可以活在你里面。
Father can live with you.
天父可以活在你里面。
This capacity
这种的能量
does not come by religion.
不是从宗教来的。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Doesn't come by religion.
不是从宗教来的。
You can go to church every Sunday.
你可以每个礼拜去教堂。
Yet you may not have them.
你可能也得不到这一些。
But you have the capacity when you're born again to have Jesus in your heart.
但是在重生的时候，你可以拥有耶稣在你的生命。
Holy Spirit in your heart.
圣灵在你的生命。
And the Father inside.
还有天父在你里面。
Three in one.
三位一体的神在里面。
Then how can you be bad?
你怎样成为不好呢？
How can if all these things dwell in you that you can be defeated?
这些东西都在你里面的话，你怎么可以被打败呢？
If God be for us,
如果神跟你同在,
who can be against us?
谁能够敌对我们呢？
Can you imagine all of Godhead dwelling in you?
你可以想象啊，三位一体的神活在你里面。
So we must be born into the kingdom.
所以你必须在国度里面诞生。
That's why I tell your relatives, the best life that ever prepared on planet Earth is the life that God gives.
告诉你的亲戚朋友呢，你最好的生命呢，我们能够活在地上的，就是神所赐给我们的生命。
God is good.
神是美好的。
I say God is good.
我说神是美好的。
Let everyone who is dumb be healed. I say God is good.
神是美好的。
Shout aloud and say God is good.
大声地说神是美好的。
All the time.
在任何时刻。
All the time.
在任何时刻。
God is good.
神是美好的。
The Son lives in me.
圣子活在我里面。
Say the Son lives in me.
恭喜说圣子活在我里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in me.
圣灵活在我里面。
The Father is coming to live in me.
天父活在我里面。
I have the capacity to become the tabernacle of God.
我有这个能量来成为神的器皿。
So we are born again.
所以我们是重生的。
But when we are born again, we can see the kingdom.
但是呢，当我们重生的时候，我们可以看见神的国度。
Our eyes become open.
我们的眼目被打开了。
If you're truly born again, you won't be looking around for small things.
如果你真的是重生的话呢，你不会寻找呢小小的东西。
You look for the main thing.
你会寻找了大的东西。
We don't look for the small thing.
我们没有寻找小的东西。
We look for the big thing.
我们所找的是大的东西。
He offers you the kingdom.
他要献给我们呢, 他的国度,
train you to be king.
训练你成为国王,
train you to rule.
训练你来统治,
train you to reign.
训练你来做王,
train you to be successful.
训练你成为成功,
God don't want you just to be blessed.
神不要你单单祝福而已,
that's small business.
这是小问题, 小生意,
what is that? Sub-sub-sui, is it?
这个叫sub-sub-sui.
Okay. So I got it right anyway. We are not looking for the small things.
所以我们所寻找的东西不是小样的事情。
We're looking for the main thing.
我们所寻找的大的。
The main thing after you're born again.
当你重生之后呢,
you can see the kingdom.
你可以看见他的国度。
But most people who are born again.
大部分人重生之后,
they still count money.
还是在算钱。
They still look at the things of the world.
还是在寻找世界的东西。
What is the world to offer?
世界能够献给我什么?
Hey, you're in the kingdom.
你在国度里面。
Why look outside?
为什么你看在外面的东西?
Because you're blind.
因为呢，你的眼瞎了。
If you're born again,
当你如果你重生，
you should see the kingdom.
你应该看见天的天国。
If not, you'll be looking at the world.
不然的话呢，你会看着世界。
What the world has offer.
世界能够给我什么？
What this company offers.
这个公司可以给我什么？
What this product offers.
这个产品可以给我什么？
Yes, I know we live in this world.
我知道我们活在这个世界。
But we're out of this world.
但是我们不是属于这世界。
So that God can prove a point.
所以神可以证明这一点。
That if you believe him.
如果你相信他。
And receive him.
你接受他。
You can be better than what's outside.
你可以比外面的人更好。
If outside can give you more than what is inside, then let's all go out.
如果外面人可以给我们更好的话呢，那我们每个人都出去吧。
Why be so stupid sit here?
为什么这样愚蠢坐在这边？
I don't have to waste my time.
我不要浪费我的时间。
You don't have to waste your time.
也不需要浪费你的时间。
Outside is better than inside.
外面比里面更好。
then you have to be stupid to stay here.
你坐在这里呢，是很愚蠢的，对吗？
Jesus looked at what the devil offered.
耶稣看着魔鬼要献给他的。
Satan said, "Worship me."
撒旦跟他说呢，你敬拜我。
All the glories of the kingdom I'll give it to you.
所有的世界荣耀呢，我要献给你。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
Worship God.
单单敬拜神。
And serve Him only.
单单侍奉他。
Devil can keep what he thinks he has.
魔鬼可以献给我们他所认为他拥有的。
The devil does not have it anyway. The devil does not have it anyway.
魔鬼什么都其实什么都没有。
Because everything belongs to God.
因为所有的一切都是属于神的。
The earth and the fullness thereof.
地上一切还有它的所充满的。
Everything belongs to God.
所有的一切都是属于神的。
You and I.
你跟我。
Are residents of God's earth.
我们乃是在神的地上的居民。
The world is not yours.
世界不属于我们的。
The world does not belong to people.
世界不属于人的。
God created the earth and put man there.
所以呢，创造这个世界呢，把人放在那里。
So you're not in charge of the world.
所以你不能负责这个世界。
God stop your breathing, you're gone.
若神让我们不呼吸的话，我们就离开了。
God decided to take you, nothing can stop it.
如果神要决定了把我们带回去，没有东西能够拦住。
God is sovereign.
神是大能的。
So when you come, become born again, you must see.
所以在重生的时候，你必须看见。
He is the king.
他是万王之王。
He has a kingdom.
他拥有他的国度。
Say kingdom.
说国度。
King.
国王。
Say king.
跟我一起说国王。
Open your mouth and say it is good.
张开你的口说。
Those of you cannot speak English also learn.
那些不能够讲英文的，你要学习讲英文。
I'm a simple teacher.
我是很简单的教师。
Say king.
跟我一起说 king.
Open your mouth.
张开你的口 king 就是国王。
Say king.
说 king.
Domain.
还有呢领域。
King.
国王。
Domain.
领域。
King.
国王。
Dom.
国王还有国度。
That means the king has a territory to rule.
意思是说这国王呢有他的领域，他有他的统治的。
So that's what kingdom is all about.
这就是国度了。
Is your heart the king's domain?
你的心呢是国王的领域吗？
Is your life the king's domain?
你的生命是国王的领域吗？
Is your time the king, under the king's rule?
你的时间是被国王统治的吗？
You cannot give the king and then take back all.
你不能够献给国王，然后把他夺回来。
You cannot play monkey catch with him.
你不能玩这种游戏。
If there's a king and you give your time, you said.
如果他是国王，你把礼物献给他。
The king said, "Meet me at 4 o'clock." You cannot just change the time.
你不能够选择你自己的时间。
In the olden days, your neck will be gone.
在旧的时候呢，你的头要被斩掉了。
Kingdom.
国度
，Say kingdom，
过去说国度
，King，
国王
，Domain，
领域
，Is your heart，
你的心
，Under the control of the king，
是被国王所控制的吗
？Your finance，
你的财务
，Your time，
你的时间
，Your thinking，
你的思维
，If he is fully in charge，
如果他是完全统治的
，The kingdom is here，
那么国度就在这里了。
That's why he offered to us.
这是他要献给我们的。
Not religion.
不是宗教。
The kingdom.
乃是国度。
When you're born.
当你重生。
You can see.
你可以看见。
Say I'm born again.
说我重生了。
I'm properly born again.
我是真正重生的。
So when you lead people to Christ, they must not just be speaking in tongues and water baptized, they must be born again to see the kingdom.
所以呢，当一个人得救之后，他们不单单是要受水洗，能够讲方言，他们必须重生。
When you receive Jesus into your heart,
当你接受耶稣进入你的生命
，and your past is cut off,
你的过去被切断
，you've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light,
你从黑暗的国度呢被转移进入光明的国度。
Then you can see,
这样的话你就能够看见。
God is not offering me blessing,
神不是献给我祝福而已。
Because that's benefit.
这只是他其中的利益。
But he's offering you the kingdom.
但是他要献给我们是他的国度。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Born again.
重生。
See the kingdom.
看见神的国度。
What you can see.
那你可以看得见。
You must choose to enter.
你必须选择要进入。
How do you enter?
你怎样进入？
No man can enter into the kingdom.
没有人能够进入神的国度。
Except by doing the Father's will.
除非呢，他能够行父的旨意。
So we're going deeper and deeper.
所以我们现在进入更深了。
Not shallow.
不是浅浅的。
So we can see, we are born again.
所以当我们重生。
We can see.
我们可以看见。
We can enter.
我们可以进入。
After we enter.
你进入之后呢？
God wants to make sure we are clean.
只要确保我们是清洁的。
Have you been to the intensive care unit before?
你没有去过的那个紧急治疗中心呢？
You have to change the slippers.
你必须换了你的鞋子。
Some places you have to change your old uniform.
有些地方你要穿上他们的白袍。
Wear something on top. To go in.
进入那个紧急治疗中心。
All our righteousness are like filthy rags, we throw this away.
所以我们自己本身的公义呢，我们很里面很肮脏，把它丢掉。
And we are clothed with the armor of God.
就是被神的金装呢，要穿上神的金装。
So God wants to, what does He want you to do?
所以神要我们做什么？
Born again.
重生。
See.
看见。
Enter.
进入。
And then become cleansed.
然后呢，要洁净，被洁净。
Because we are all not ready.
因为我们还没有准备好。
Like you don't know what it means to be a king.
你不懂怎样成为一个国王。
Do you know, including the president of the United States?
你知道吗？包括了美国总统。
Is trained to become a president.
他要被训练的成为总统。
Because if his teeth is not right, they will make sure his teeth is right.
因为他们牙齿如果不健全的话，他要确保他牙齿是健全的。
If he doesn't know how to dress up, they teach him how to dress up.
如果他不懂讲穿衣服，他们教导他穿什么衣服。
President Obama was not born.
奥巴马呢，不是一出生就成为总统。
Like that.
一出生就是这样。
Had to be trained.
他必须被训练。
How to eat.
怎样吃。
If he's going to China, they probably teach him how to use fork, chopstick.
如果他要去到中国访问的话，他们应该他会训练他怎样使用筷子。
Because he doesn't know everything.
因为他不是一出生是什么都会。
There's a group of people that groom him.
还是一群人呢来训练他。
And God give us the Holy Spirit.
神赐给我们圣灵。
To train you.
来训练我们。
You like a certain way of dressing.
你喜欢呢穿着一些衣服。
They change your dressing.
他改变你的衣着。
Change your talk.
改变我们的思维。
Change your eating habit.
改变我们的饮食习惯。
You cannot be a president and use your finger and try to dig your teeth.
你不能够成为总统了，然后使用你的指甲呢，要挖你的那个牙缝。
Even if you use a stick to do, you have to close your mouth properly.
就算你使用牙签呢，你要连闭啊遮住你的嘴巴。
All these table manners.
这些都是呢啊坐上了礼貌。
Behavior patterns.
行为方式。
Even what you speak is written by others.
他的演讲呢也是被别人写的。
That's why a lot of politicians hire people to write their speech.
很多政治人物呢就是。聘请人呢写他们的讲稿。
So the Holy Spirit cleanses you.
所以呢圣灵洁净我们。
Trains you.
训练我们。
Until you're fit for the job.
直到你可以准备好能够做这个工作。
So he cleanses us.
让他洁净了我们。
And he qualifies us.
让我们有资格。
So that we are qualified to inherit what God has.
所以我们现在有资格能够承受呢神的国度。
When you inherit.
当你承受。
It's yours.
就属于你的。
To spend.
就是属于你的。
To live.
要怎样活出来
That's why you struggle in your Christian life until you reach there.
所以呢，你不断挣扎，你基督徒生命，直到你来到这个地步。
You can be 20 years as a Christian.
你可以成为基督徒20年。
Still struggling.
里面还是挣扎。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
30 years as a Christian.
30年成为基督徒。
Still struggling.
还是挣扎。
Want to enter?
要不要进入？
For a while.
进入一下子。
One foot in, one foot out.
一个脚进，一个脚出。
Still struggling with God qualifying. God has to test you all the time.
神要不断的考验着你啊，你还是不断跟神挣扎。
He tests you with money.
他在金钱上考验你。
Five years later, he tests you with money again.
然后五年过后，在金钱上还考验你。
Because you didn't pass.
因为你还没有及格。
Why must God keep on testing you again and again on the same subject?
为什么神要在一个科目不断的考验着你呢？
Because、
一个项目。
You didn't pass.
因为那颗项目你还没有及格。
If you pass,
如果你及格了
，you qualify,
你有这个资格。
You go to a level nobody can touch.
你去到一个阶段了，没有人能够触摸到你的。
All the devils who touch you now,
那些要攻击你的魔鬼
，they cannot touch you.
在那个阶段不能攻击到你。
You rise above a certain stature in your life.
你已经胜过、超过了这个地步了。
Satan cannot touch you.
魔鬼呢就不能触摸到你。
Hey, we must live like that.
我们必须活出这样的生命。
If not, last year the devil attack you.
去年魔鬼攻击你。
This year the devil continue to attack you.
今年魔鬼继续攻击你。
Next year he is waiting for you.
明年呢，他等着你。
Then it's boring.
这样的话，真是很厌烦。
Go up,
上
，come down,
下
，go up,
上
，come down. Then you're thinking your Christian life.
然后你以为这是基督徒的生活。
Why do I need to struggle like this?
为什么必须这样的挣扎？
If you qualify,
如果你有资格，
you go up,
你去到更高，
to the next level,
更高的阶层。
All the devils on this level cannot touch you.
魔鬼在更低的阶层的魔鬼，现在不能够触摸到你。
We must live like this.
我们必须活出这样的生命。
We cannot be suffering the same problems again and again.
我们不能够在同样的问题的不断的受苦。
God must take you up higher.
神必须被提到更高。
All the basic problems in life cannot hold you.
这些你生命基础的那些问题呢，不能够再来拦住你了。
Say after me, born into the kingdom.
跟我一起说，在国度里面诞生。
See the kingdom.
看见神的国度。
Enter the kingdom.
进入神的国度。
Be cleansed in the kingdom.
在神的国度被洁净。
And be qualified in the kingdom.
在国度呢有这个资格。
And when we qualify.
如果你有这个资格。
We can inherit.
你可以承受。
We can make the kingdom our possession.
不是国度呢，成为我们的基业。
If you read Hebrews chapter 12, we have not gone to Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion.
读希伯来书十二章，我们不是去到西乃山，而是去到锡安山。
We are going to a spiritual place.
去到了属灵的地方。
And the Bible says God will shake everything that can be shaken.
圣经告诉我们，神要动摇一切可以被摇动的。
Only one thing remains.
只有留下来的。
Anything part of His kingdom will remain.
只有属于神的国度的一份子才能够继续留下。
We have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们已经领受了一个国度，不能够被摇动了。
And the Bible says that is what we are looking for.
这是我们所寻找的。
All that God is helping us today.
神今天帮助我们的。
Is so that we can inherit the kingdom.
就是使到了我们能够承受他的国度。
If the kingdom is really in you,
如果神的国度真的在你里面，
three dimensions of life will be there.
你生命有三个层面必须彰显出来，
righteousness,
就是公义，
peace,
平安，
joy in the Holy Ghost,
圣灵里面的喜乐。
If you really but to but say you are in the kingdom,
如果你真的你不得不得说你在基督国度里面，
righteousness,
公义，
peace.
平安
joy in the Holy Ghost
圣灵里面的喜乐
if you've got these three things
如果你这有三样事情
you have the kingdom of God
如果你有三样东西的话你就是拥有神的国度
what is inside you is of the kingdom power
在你里面呢有国度的能力
you have a certain quality inside you nothing can pull you down
在你里面有一些素质没有东西能够拦住你
kingdom of God is not eating and drinking
神的国度不是吃吃喝喝
that are the common things in the kingdoms of this world
这是世界国度普通的东西
people happy they eat
人们高兴，他们就吃。
People sad, they also eat.
他们伤心，他们也吃。
Drinking and eating is part of this world.
吃喝的是属于这世界的一部分。
Celebration, they eat.
庆贺，他们就吃。
Funeral, also they eat.
葬礼也吃。
People get married, they eat. People die, also they eat.
丧事、喜事都吃。
You cannot stop this common behavior pattern.
这就是他们普通的他们那种的习惯
drinking,
吃喝
is part of the world kingdom.
乃是呢世界国度的一部分
and what is the most common ingredients in the kingdom righteousness, peace and joy
神国度的最普通的素质是什么平安公义还有圣灵里面的喜乐
and I'm going to teach you the first one today
今天我要教导你们第一点
how to live in the righteousness of God
怎样呢活在神的公义里面
All I said to you was revision of last week.
刚才所讲的只是上个礼拜的复习了。
But I want to show you how to live in righteousness.
我要告诉你们怎样活在公义里面。
Live in peace.
活在平安里面。
And live in the joy of the Holy Ghost.
活在圣灵里面的喜乐。
Because if the kingdom of God manifests in your life,
如果神的国度在你里面被彰显
these three ingredients will manifest.
这三个数字呢要被彰显出来。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
A good car will have a few things.
一部好的车呢会有一些数字。
All good cars will have the same common basic.
一部好的车有很多普通的数字。
But exceptional cars have other features.
但是特别好的车呢，它有另外一些数字。
You pay for it.
你要还钱。
You want better specifications, you got to pay for it.
要更好的数字的话呢，你必须还更高的代价。
The Alpha that we bought.
我们所买的 Alpha。
If you want one door to open by automatic, you can. You can have two doors open by automatic.
如果一辆车一道门要自动开也可以，两道门要自动开也可以，还更多的钱。
But you pay more.
但是要还更多的钱。
Because you stand.
如果你站在那里。
And the door opens.
然后门就自动开。
You feel,
哇。
You just pull a little bit, the door opens by itself.
你按一个钮，它们就自动打开了。
You press a button, then it closes.
你按一个钮呢，它就自动关了。
Some cars you cannot slam the door.
有些车呢，你要关门都很困难。
I'm not talking about Proton Saga. Proton Saga, you slam the door, the other one will fall on.
如果 Proton 呢，你的车大大门大大关的话呢，另外一个门要自己掉下来。
Some cars are different.
有些车子不一样。
You just put it close to each other.
你把它呢这样轻轻动一下。
It will lock by itself.
它门会自动关起来。
Those of us who live in the kampong, we don't know this.
而且活在甘榜的，我们不明白。
So every time I use my sister's car, I want to slam it for God.
每一次呢，我用我姐妹妹的车的时候，我要大力关门的时候，忘记了。
My sister says, just pull.
我妹妹跟我说，轻轻的动一下就可以了。
Just touch and bring it close, and you lock by itself.
然后自己会自动关起来。
I say, car can lock by itself.
我说车门会自动关起来吗？
So I have to learn.
所以要学习。
So the kingdom of God features you have to learn.
所以呢，神的国度呢。的数字我们也要学习。
Exceptional features.
这特别的数字。
Every seat can be adjusted.
每一个座位呢都可以调的。
Our driver's seat only can adjust.
我们呢就司机的座位可以调。
Formerly we had to pull the lever, then you can push in this way. Now they use button.
之前呢我们还要按那个，现在他们只用按钮就可以调了。
Even in the world, the features have changed.
就是在数字世界呢，他们的数字也改变了。
And you pay money for the features.
但是你要这些数字呢，你要还钱。
Righteousness,
公义
peace and joy.
平安和喜乐。
So today I'll teach you on the righteousness because if you have the kingdom of God inside you.
如果你拥有神的国度在你里面的话呢
？Wherever you go, the kingdom is in the midst of you.
你去到哪里，那国度就在你那里。
You push down all other kingdoms.
你把一切的国度都推开。
You swallow up all the kingdoms.
吞灭别的国度。
All the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Christ, and He will reign forever.
这世界所有的国度将成为我主耶稣的国度，他要永远的掌权。
That means you'll be successful in everything that you do.
意思说你所做的每一件事情都要成功，会
成功。Everything that you touch.
你所触摸的每一件事情。
Everything that you study.
你所读的每一件事情。
Get better and better.
要成为更加的好。
Because the kingdom is in you.
因为神的国度在你里面。
Jesus said, "Let Thy kingdom come."
耶稣说让你的国度降临。
And Thy will be done.
也止于成就。
So you're going to become stronger and stronger, better and better.
变得更加刚强，变得更加的好。
So you learn one on righteousness.
对，今天呢你学习公义。
Next week you learn on peace.
下个礼拜学平安。
Then the week after we learn on the joy of the Holy Ghost.
后个礼拜我们学习圣灵里面的喜乐。
If you build your life like this,
如果你这样建立你自己的生命
，you cannot but succeed.
你除了成功，没有别的。
You cannot but progress.
你只有进步而已。
You cannot but prosper.
你只有亨通而已。
Nothing should stop us.
没有东西会拦住我们。
Because Jesus paid the price.
因为耶稣付上了这个代价。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
And then I'm going to pray for you.
那我为你祷告。
Because he says, seek first the kingdom of God.
因为他说你要先求他的国。
And his righteousness.
还有他的公义。
And all these things.
这些东西。
Will be added to you.
都要加添给我们。
How many of you believe all?
多少人相信这些所有的，所有的。
God wants us to be strong.
神要我们刚强。
He wants our children to be good.
让我们孩子变得好。
He wants our family to be prosperous.
他要我们的家庭亨通。
All the good things that the world has.
所有世界所拥有好的东西。
God doesn't take it away from you.
神不要从你那里夺去。
He wants to add it to you.
他要加添给你。
But the right way.
用对的方式。
Not the wrong way.
不是错误的方式。
If you work every day.
所以你每天工作。
Work on Sundays.
星期日也工作。
Work on Wednesdays.
星期三也工作。
Work every day.
每一天的工作。
Like the way of the world.
好像世界一样工作。
And don't trust God.
没有信靠神。
You'll also prosper.
你也可以亨通。
But that money is gained without God's help.
但是那个金钱呢是没有神的帮助你赚到的。
Will be stolen by the devil.
会被魔鬼偷窃掉。
But if you prosper.
但是如果你亨通。
According to God's ways.
借着神的道路。
All the money is blessed.
所有的金钱都是蒙福的金钱。
And God must do that for us.
神必须为我们这样做。
Succeed God's way.
用神的方法成功。
Live God's way.
活出神的方法。
Think God's way.
思考神的道路，神的
方法。Talk about God's way.
讲到神的方法。
Believe God for things to happen in your life.
相信事情发生在你的生命。
Because of the way you live.
因为你所活出的方法方式。
And we're going to live right.
我们要对活出对的方式。
Say after me, righteousness.
跟我一起说公义。
Write down number one. Righteousness is right standing with God.
公义呢是公在神的面前有对的站在神的面前。
That means God and you.Have no conflicts.
就是意思说神跟你没有冲突。
I said, you have no conflicts with God's principle.
你跟神的原则没有冲突。
God say yes, you say yes.
如果神说是你就说是。
God say no, you say no.
神说不是你就说不是。
God say north, you say north.
神说北你就朝北。
You don't come in conflict with him.
你就是说你本身没有跟他起冲突。
Righteousness is right standing with God.
公义的意思是说你很对的站在神的面前。
That means God and you.
意思是说你跟神
say the same thing,
讲同样的事情
what he says, what you say,
他所讲的就是你所讲的
what he wants is what you want,
他所要的也是你所要的
you change not my will but your will.
乃是他的旨意，不是你的旨意成就。
That is the most powerful thing that can happen in your life.
这是最大有能力的事情能够发生在你生命。
Never in conflict.
就是从不跟他起冲突。
God said, "Read the Bible." You read the Bible.
是说读圣经，你就读圣经。
What about tiredness?
那么呢，疲倦怎么办
？Find an answer for that.
要寻找自己的答案。
But don't stop reading the Bible.
但是不要停止读圣经。
Go to church.
去教会。
Don't stop there.
不要停止。
Christians are a bit strange.
基督徒也是很奇怪。
When things go wrong, the first person they violate is God.
但有些事情错误的事情发生了，第一个他们要怪的就是上帝。
You watch them if they have financial problem, the first thing they do is don't give tithe, don't give offering.
如果财务出现问题，他们第一件事情要做就是不要还十分之一，不要还奉献。
To who?
给谁
？To God.
给上帝。
And He is the most important help.
他是我们最重要的帮助。
Because He never demands.
因为你从来他从来没有要求。
He doesn't threaten you.
他也没有恐吓你。
He doesn't come at night and frighten you with a long sword and black beard.
他没有晚上呢，哇，他的长胡须，他的刀要来恐吓你。
Strange. Whenever we're in trouble, the first person we react against is God and His ways.
所以呢，当我们有问题的时候呢，我们第一个要抵挡的就是神跟他的道路。
Human nature.
人类的性情。
When men sin against God, the first thing he said, God, the woman you gave me.
当人们犯罪的时候，他说：“神啊，你所赐给我的那个女人。”
Not my idea, your idea.
不是我的想法，是你的想法。
They attack God first.
他们第一个攻击就是神。
Righteousness is right standing with God.
公义的意思是说，在神面前能够有罪的站立。
Say after me this morning.
过去说
，I will obey.
我要顺服
the principles of God.
神的原则。
Say aloud, I will obey.
说我会。
The principles of God.
神的原则。
And I'll do
我会行
what is well pleasing
喜悦他的
in His sight.
在他喜悦他的。
That's the first thing you need to do.
这是第一件事情你是要做的。
Be right with God.
在跟神有对的关系。
Because if you're not right with God,
因为如果你跟神没有对的关系
all the change is superficial.
一切的改变呢都是表面化的。
Zara is a word, pretend, pretend.
Zara 有句话说假假啦假装。
Say pretend, pretend to cry.
Oh, 假装哭
And you just basically pretend, pretend to be a good Christian.
你只是基本上假装假装要成为好的基督徒
Always right with God.
所以你在神面前跟要有对的关系，好的关系
Because He is the best help.
因为他是你们最好的帮助
He is your strongest partner.
是我们的大有能力的伙伴
Why violate Him?
为什么呢？要敌对他？
Why offend him?
为什么要抵挡他
？Why mistrust him?
为什么不要信靠他
？He should be our first and best connection.
他是我们第一个最重要的人。
Right standing with God.
跟神的公义。
Number one.
第一点。
Say right standing.
就跟我说对的关系。
With God.
跟神有对的关系。
All the time.
在任何时刻。
Every time.
在每一个时刻。
All the time.
在每一个时刻。
Right standing with God.
跟神有对的关系。
The first thing you got to check in the morning.
你第一天早上应该检查了。
Am I in right standing with God?
我没有跟神有对的关系。
Simple?
简单吗
？No.
没有啊。
It's the hardest thing to do.
最难做到的。
Because men always choose their way.
因为人呢不断选择他们自己的道路。
Try hard.
啊，尝试。
Work hard.
啊，勤劳工作。
Fail.
失败了。
Try again.
再尝试。
Until cannot do anymore.
知道了，什么都不能做了。
Lord help me.
哦，神啊，帮助我。
Should ask first.
应该一来就帮，请求他帮你啊。
Make life easy.
这样的话，你的生命就很简单。
Don't get into trouble and hell and then suffer.
不要了，那是大问题的时候呢，才来要请求他帮助。
Right standing with God.
跟神有对的关系。
Say I must have right standing.
跟我去说，我必须跟神有对的关系。
With God.
跟神。
Number two.
第二点。
Right standing.
对的关系。
Write this down.
写下来。
Right standing within yourself.
对你跟你自己呢也是有对的关系。
Right standing within yourself.
你自己里面呢也是要有对的关系。
That means your conscience is clear.
意思是说你的良心是清洁的。
That you're doing your best.
你也是做最好的。
Do you know when you lie?
你知道吗？当你撒谎的时候。
Tell me, do you know when you lying?
你知道吗？你只是撒谎，你知道吗？你讲骗话，你懂吗
Would you know when you are lying?
你知道你在撒谎吗？
I just lied, but I didn't know.
我自己撒谎，我不懂，我在讲骗话。
If you lie, you know.
如果你讲骗话，你知道你在讲骗话。
If you tell the truth, you know.
如果你讲真理，你知道你在讲真话。
How many percent of truth also you know?
多少%真话也是知道。
Whether it's 51%,
是51%。
Or 20%,
或者是20%的真话。
Or 30%,
或者30%。
Or 100%,
或者100%。
Because you must be right inside.
因为你里面呢要对。
Say my conscience.
说我的良心。
Say love my conscience.
说我的良心。
Clears me.
我的良心呢，使到放开我，放掉。
My conscience.
我的良心。
Is clean.
是清洁的。
And it's clear.
很清楚的。
So I'm right standing with God.
所以我可以呢跟神有对的关系。
Your heart will know.
你的心会知道。
No matter what, how you lie, your heart will know.
讲多少次骗话，你的心会知道。
Every time you open your mouth and say something which is not right,
每一次张开你的口讲一些不对的事情，
your heart will speak to you.
你的心会对你说话。
That's God's righteousness.
这是神的公义。
Because God allows you to have part of His Spirit in you.
因为神允许了他的圣灵住在你里面。
So that when you say yes or no,
当你说是或者不是，
you know yourself.
你知道认识你自己。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Righteousness is right standing within ourselves.
公义呢，是我们里面的内心没有冲突。
If God has shown you all these things and you don't follow, your heart will condemn you.
如果神的启示给你这些东西，你还没有跟随的话，你的心会谴责你。
So look at me. You lift your hand and pray, Lord, I give you my whole life.
看着我这里，举起你的手说：“神啊，我把我的整个生命都献给你。”
Inside your heart will say，
在你里面你会说。
That's what you say.
另外一个声音说。
That's what you say last week。
这是上个礼拜你所讲的。
But this whole week you didn't do。
但是这整个礼拜你都没有做出来。
Who is that？
什么声音啊
？It's not the devil。
不是魔鬼的声音。
It's your own heart。
你自己良心的声音。
So you cannot say one thing and live another.
你不能够口说一样，心却活出另外一样。
For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak.
你内心所充满的，你的口会说出来。
So when you speak,
当你说出来，
your heart become exposed.
你的心就被暴露了。
And then you realize, hey, I'm not telling the truth.
哦，我还没有活出真理。
Tell the truth.
说出真理。
Truth in the inward man.
在你里面的那种真理，真实的话。
Right standing with God.
跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within yourself.
你自己里面呢也要对。
This is the best way to check.
这是最好检查的方式。
If you live right in your heart.
如果你内心能活出对的事情。
When you talk to somebody.
当你跟神说话。
It's like a monitor that you can screen.
就好像那个荧幕你可以看得见。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
If your heart is clean.
如果你内心是洁净的，清洁的。
When different spirits touch you.
当不同的灵要触摸你。
You can know.
你会知道。
That's why you got to walk with inward life.
所以呢，你要活出呢那个内在的人的。
Deep inside your heart.
在你内心的深处。
You are clean.
你要是清洁的。
Anytime you talk to anybody, your heart will register.
任何时刻你跟任何人说话的时候，你的心会知道。
Whether they are wrong or right.
他们是对或者是错。
That's what needs to happen.
这是应该发生的。
Say righteousness.
过去说公义。
It's right standing with God.
跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within ourselves.
在你里面也是对的。
How many of you can understand this thing?
多少人可以明白这两点？
If you know this is right and you don't do.
如果你知道这是对的，但是你没有做。
God is not going to kill you.
神不会杀掉你。
Your heart.
你的心。
Will keep speaking to you.
会不断跟你说话。
Until you change.
直到你改变。
That's why when the Spirit of God comes into your heart, you'll make sure that inward being is filled with truth.
当时的圣灵临到你的时候呢，他会确保呢，你里面的人呢会被真理所充满。
You cannot escape the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
你不能够逃掉了这圣灵的感动在你里面。
You say, Papa, I love you.
你说爸爸我爱你。
And then you go out and say all kind of funny things.
去到外面讲各种不好话坏话。
I cannot catch you.
我不能够抓到你，我抓不到你。
Your heart will catch you.
你的心会抓到你。
That's why our conscience has to be clean.
所以呢，我们的良心呢是应该清洁的。
Right standing with God.
跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within ourselves.
在你里面呢没有那种冲突。
Say righteousness.
跟我一起说公义。
It's right standing with people.
乃是呢跟人有对的关系。第三点。
That means you and people.
就是你跟人别人。
There's a proper life.
有一个。对的生活生命
no death
没有死亡
what you say is life
你所说出来的东西是生命
what they say to you is life
我跟你所说出的是生命
when that happens we are in right standing with God
这个话呢我们就有跟神有对的关系
We're in right, walking in righteousness.
你跟我一起呢，走在公义的道路上。
That's the right kind of behavior.
乃是有对的方式。
You look at the person and say, "Brother, I love you."
你对那个弟兄说，弟兄，我爱你。
After you go back,
你回去之后
，this is still true.
啊，这个里面还是真实的。
After I go back,
我回去之后
，they still hold the same value.
里面还是有同样的价值。
I won't say I like you.
我不会说。我喜欢你在这里。
And then when you go away, say some other thing.
当你走离开之后，我讲别的东西。
Integrity,
就是我们的诚信。
Is unchangeableness in changeable times.
就是呢，在不同的时间呢，都讲同样的事情。
If you're in right standing with people,
如果你跟人有对的关系
，people trust you.
人们就会信靠、信任你。
Because you say yes.
因为你今天说是。
When you turn back, you still remember you say yes.
当你离开的时候，你还在想。记得你在
，But a lot of people say yes now,
很多人现在跟你承诺。
When they turn back, they forget.
他们离开后，怎么就忘记了
？That is no integrity.
这是里面没有那种诚信。
That means they change.
就是说他们会改变。
In their heart,
在他们心中改变。
In their character,
在他们行为。
In their behavior,
行为方式。
But those who don't change,
那是那些不改变的。
Walk in right standing with people.
就是跟人呢有对的关系。
You want to trust them.
你可以相信他们。
You want to be their friend.
你要成为他们的朋友。
When you're with them,
你当然跟他们在一起。
You feel safe.
你感觉到很安全。
You know they will protect you.
你知道他们会保护你。
They won't say something.
他们不会在你面前讲一套。
And throw some kind of temptation to others.
然后跟在另外一边讲另外一套。
But they'll say the right thing.
但是他们在你面前讲的是一套。
Do the right thing.
也做对的事情。
Because they are right standing with people.
因为他们跟你呢有对的关系。
Right standing with God,
跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within in our own heart,
在我们心中呢也要有对的关系，没有冲突。
Right standing with people,
跟彼此也要有对的关系。
That means we don't change our basis.
就是说，我们基本上呢，我们不改变。
He didn't say good morning, Papa.
爸爸他没有跟我讲早安。
I hold that in my heart.
我里面呢记住这一点。
Then I go back, my heart change.
然后回去的时候，我心中改变了。
The way I'm standing change.
我跟他的关系改变了。
The ground I'm standing changed.
我所站的位置也改变了。
That's why marriages can be healthy.
所以呢，为什么婚姻可以成为健康的
？If after we say what we say, we don't change.
如果我们说我们所说了之后呢，我们不改变。
A lot of reasons why problems happen in marriage and families is because people change what they say.
为什么婚姻会有问题？家庭问题，因为他们呢改变了他们所的承诺。
When you say I love you,
当你说我爱你
，I'm committed to you,
我向你委身。
I love this all nation sanctuary family.
我爱的这个万国圣殿的家庭。
I love my cell group.
我爱我的小组。
I love my cell leaders.
我爱我的组长。
We stand on the basis.
你就站在这个基础上。
And don't change.
你不改变。
The rules.
不改变这个规则。
Then we are right standing with people.
这样的话代表了你跟人呢有对的关系。
Say to me, right standing with people.
跟我一起说，跟人有对的关系。
Means we don't change the rules of engagement.
意思说我们没有改变了我们约定的法则。
We don't change.
我们不改变。
Because something happened.
因为一些事情发生。
We don't change.
我们不改变。
Because when something happens.
因为当事情发生了。
We have the opportunity to change.
你有机会改变。
But we remain true.
但是你还是选择不改变。
We remain loving.
你还是选择爱。
We remain strong.
你还是选择刚强。
And continue the relationship.
继续那个关系。
That's why right standing with people.
这就是呢跟人有对的关系的意思。
Right standing before God.
在神面前有对的关系。
Right standing within yourself.
在里面呢也对。
Right standing before people.
在人面前也是有对的关系。
Number four.
第四个方面。
Right standing before the devil.
啊，跟魔鬼呢也要对的关系。
That means the devil has no control on your life.
意思是说，魔鬼呢不能够控制你的生命。
He has no background.
他没有背景。
You don't carry his goods.
你不要带着他的货物。
You don't live in what he lives in.
你不要活在了魔鬼的境界。
Say right standing.
说对的关系。
Say allow right standing.
所以说对的关系。
With the devil.
对的位置，对的关系。
That simply means he has nothing in us.
意思是说，魔鬼在我们里面呢没有地步。
If the devil come to our life.
如果魔鬼来到我们的生命。
To check.
要来检查。
There is nothing that belong to him.
在你里面呢没有东西是属于他的话。
Say right standing with God.
跟我们一起说，跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within yourself.
在你里面也要对。
Right standing with people.
跟人的关系也要对。
Right standing before the devil.
在魔鬼面前也要对。
The devil has no grounds.
说魔鬼呢没有地步。
To attack you.
没有地步能够攻击你。
You don't carry his goods.
你没有带着他的产品。
You don't live in the way that he lives.
你没有活出他的生活方式。
You don't tell a lie.
你没有说谎。
You don't have a spirit of murder.
你没有谋杀的灵。
You don't hate.
你没有恨恶。
All the negative things are not in your heart.
这些负面的东西呢，没有在你心中。
So the devil will come, but he has nothing in you.
所以魔鬼会来试探你，但是在他心中找不到属于他的。
But a lot of us get attacked because we carry what you carry.
但是每次我都受到攻击，因为我们带着他所拥有的。
If you carry sugar in your hand.
如果你手中拿着糖果,
and drop it on the floor.
你把它跌在地上,
you don't have to invite the ants.
你不需要呢邀请你的蚂蚁,
for a party.
来开宴会啊,
they know how to come.
他们懂得讲来。
You think it's true?
你知道是对的吗? 你认为对吗?
Is it true in your house?
在你家中也是这样吗?
Was it true in your house?
你的家也是这样吗?
It's true in my house.
我家是这样的。
If we drop any kind of food outside,
如果我们把食物呢掉在地上,
it's a matter of time.
时间上的问题而已。
When one ant finds it,
一只蚂蚁找到了,
he let all his relatives know.
然后让他所有的亲戚朋友都知道, 邀请他们来,
we put food on the table.
你把食物放在桌子上,
and we saw a trail of ants on the table.
我们看见了一群蚂蚁在桌上,
follow the legs.
跟随着第一只蚂蚁,
of the table all the way down until he reached the pipes.
直到呢他去到他们的蚂蚁窝。
For them is a long journey.
对他们来讲呢是个很长的道路。
For us is like going from here to Kuala Lumpur.
对我们来讲好像是从这里去到吉隆坡。
They are from outside to come inside is a long journey because they are small ants.
从外面那边龙沟了要去到我们的桌子上啊是个很长的，因为他们是小蚂蚁。
And yet how did all of them know?
但是每一个人都知道，每一只蚂蚁都知道。
One told one, told one, told one.
一直告诉另外一只，一直告诉。所以他们整个社区的蚂蚁都现在来找你啊。
One end find first.
一只蚂蚁找到。
Then the rest one don't need to issue invitation card.
其余的蚂蚁呢，不需要发出邀请卡。
They come one after the other.
他们就一个随着一只来。
Every now and then they stop to talk.
然后他们偶尔呢，他们停下来讲话。
His uncle, our relatives, already in this line.
他们的uncle，他们亲戚啦，都是来了。
Have you seen the ants stopping and talking?
你没有看过蚂蚁彼此讲话吗？有看过吗？
I said, did you see the ants stopping and talking?
你没有看见过蚂蚁停下来讲话吗？
And they seem to be talking about something.
他们好像在讲一些东西，对吗？
His uncle already on the line.
哦，他们的 uncle 已经来了，排队了。
If not, we would let our uncle know.
不然的话呢， uncle 没有排队的话，
our relatives, family next door.
我们的 亲戚朋友让他们知道。
So you can see the ants are in proper communication.
你看那蚂蚁的彼此的沟通。
It's always one who finds first.
只有第一只找到。
All the others will follow.
其余的会跟他来啊。
That's why if the devil's things are in our lives.
所以如果有魔鬼的东西在我们生命里面。
It's a matter of time all the strangers will appear at your door.
只要时间上的问题的话，所有的陌生的东西呢，都会出现在我们的门口。
Don't keep the devil's goods.
所以呢，不要拥有了魔鬼的根。
Don't keep that in your life.
不要保留魔鬼的根在我们的生命。
In your mind.
在我们的思维。
In your heart.
在你的心中。
In your emotions.
在你的情绪。
If you keep,
如果你保留,
there will be a trail of ants.
将会有一大群的蚂蚁
coming to attack you.
要来攻击你。
All of them are focused.
他们每一个人都很专注。
That's why we have to go to the ant and learn.
所以我们要学习蚂蚁。
They are all focused.
他们每个人都很专心专一。
All follow line.
每个人跟随那条线。
All follow instruction.
每个人跟随指示。
Church people are different.
教会会有,
one is here, one is there, one is there, one is there, all over the place.
一个在那里, 都四散了。
But you can see the ants all in line.
但是也看见蚂蚁的每一个排一个直线。
In fact,
事实上,
they follow the line.
他们跟随那条线, 排队。
Every time you see ants,
每次看见蚂蚁,
they don't just walk across an open space, they always follow a crack.
他们不是这样随便的走到这个地方，他们跟随了一条道路，
Somebody,
一条路线， 他们的路线。
You can draw a straight line just following them.
你可以画一条线，你就跟他们的走路方式。
They're focused.
他们都很专注。
They'll go and get the food.
他们就是要去找食物。
Bring it back to the colony.
把他们的食物带回他们的蚂蚁窝。
Demons are the same.
魔鬼也这样。
When they find things that are wrong in our life, they keep sending others in also.
他们如果他们发现到了有东西事情的错误的事情，在我们生命里面，他们都发出这种信号给别的魔鬼。
Then you get angry.
然后你就生气了。
Then after that you get frustrated.
然后你就悔丧了。
Then you get depressed.
然后你就被压制了。
Then you get violent.
然后你就残暴了。
All kinds of relatives of the devil will come.
各种魔鬼的亲戚朋友了都会来了。
Then you suddenly start a financial problem.
然后你开始会有了财务的问题。
Marriage problem.
然后婚姻的问题。
In-law problem.
还有呢，跟岳父岳母的问题。
Out-law problem.
家翁家婆的问题。
Problems in your business.
生意上的问题。
Problems in your partners.
还有伙伴的问题。
Because once the devil comes to the door.
因为当魔鬼来到你的门口的时候。
He let all others also enter.
他也带领别的魔鬼进来了。
That's why you got to have right standing before the devil.
所以你在跟魔鬼呢，记得要有清楚的关系。
We must be so filled with God.
我们里面的必须被神的所充满。
Satan has no control on our life.
魔鬼不能控制我们的生命。
No control on our mind.
不能控制我们的思维。
On our emotion.
好，控制我们的情绪。
All these things.
这些东西
must not be there.
都不能够在那里。
Next week when I talk to you about peace.
下个礼拜跟我们讲到平安。
I'm going to show you how to be angry and not sin.
我会告诉你们怎样的发脾气，但是却不会犯罪。
You look at the way things are happening in Malaysia, you can get angry.
你看见马来西亚所发生的事情呢，你会生气。
But how to control you?
但是怎样控制它
？So that your heart and life is not destroyed.
只要你的心呢，还有你的生命不会被摧毁。
You read what is happening all around Malaysia, you can get angry, frustration.
你读马来西亚的新闻呢，你会很生气的。毁上了。
You want to leave the country and go to some other place.
你在想要离开这个国家，就移民到外国。
But you must know how to guard.
但是你必须懂得讲所谓。
Because if everybody go, who is going to change this land?
如果每个人离开这个国家，谁要改变这个土地呢？
We stay here to change it.
我们留在这里改变它。
If you don't stay on the ground, you cannot change anything.
如果你没有留在这里呢，你不能改变这个地方。
You must be on the ground.
你必须在这个土地。
Must keep building the strength.
不断的建立我们的力量。
Building more connections.
建立更多的联系。
So that when we rise, all the connections will rise together.
直到当我们兴起来的时候，所有的联系的人的东西都一起兴起来。
But if you let it go and go somewhere else, then you have no ground.
如果你离开了去了别的地方，你就没有这个土地了。
That's why most time we don't succeed.
为什么大部分时间我们都没有成功？
Because we don't stand there.
因为我们没有站在那里。
Amen.
Amen.
And to change Malaysia, we've got to be Malaysians.
如果要改变马来西亚，你必须成为马来西亚人。
And love it.
你爱这个马来西亚。
And stand on the ground.
站在这个土地上。
Maybe we cannot change it now.
可能现在不能改变它。
Maybe 20 years from now.
可能二十年过后。
Is it worth it?
值得吗？能这样做吗？
Is it worth it?
说值得我们这样做吗？
Maybe 30 years from now.
可能三十年过后。
Is it worth the fight?
值得我们去打仗吗？
Because if we change, then the whole future will change.
因为当我们一改变的话，整个未来都会改变了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
That's why we must not let go.
所以我们不要放掉。
Must not give in.
我们不要放弃。
Must not give up.
也不要放掉。
Because if we stand on the ground,
因为当我们站在这个土地上，
Satan cannot cross.
魔鬼不能够进入，不能越过。
You know why a lot of time they try to do wrong things?
你知道很多时候他们尝试做错误的事情。
To see how you and I react.
看你跟我怎样反应。
You say nothing, they say louder.
你什么都不要讲，他们讲更大声。
This is Malaysia.
这就是马来西亚。
If nobody say anything, they pass it.
没有人讲反对了，他们就通过了。
That's why the parties have to be strong in righteousness.
所以呢，每个政党在公义上都要很强。
Right, standing with before the devil.
在魔鬼面前呢
，I mean Satan has nothing in us.
是魔鬼呢，在我们里面没有拥有什么。
You're clean.
里面很洁清洁。
Every area of your life.
在你生命的每一方面。
Is strong.
在你每一方面都刚强。
In every area of your life.
在每一方面。
Then we have righteousness before God.
在我们在神面前呢，就是有对的关系。
Right standing before the devil.
在魔鬼面前也有对。
Right at number five.
写下第五点。
Right standing in all circumstances.
在任何环境下呢，都是对的。
Right standing in all circumstances.
在任何环境下都是有对的。
Anything happen,
任何事情发生，
you don't go under.
你不会呢被它压下来。
You stand strong.
你还继续站立刚强。
People say yes.
人们说是。
You stand strong.
你站立刚强。
People say no.
人们拒绝你。
You still standing strong.
你还是刚强。
Because the strength is coming from inside.
因为呢，力量是从你里面发出来的。
A lot of people change.
很多人改变。
Somebody say something, then they change inside.
人家讲一些话，他里面就改变了。
You must not change your conviction.
你不要改变你的感动。
I'm telling you the secret of total victory is
告诉你们完全的得
胜。Stand on your ground.
就是呢，你要站在你的地位上。
If God has given you the ground to stand on, you must stand on that.
神给你那个位置，你必须站在那里。
Stand on the ground.
站在那个土地上。
Stand with God.
跟神一起站立。
Stand with integrity in your heart.
在你心中有那个诚信的站立。
So that in any circumstances.
所以在任何情况。
Financial problem.
财务问题。
Standing straight.
勇敢的站立。
Relational problem.
关系的问题。
You're standing straight.
还是刚强的站立。
All kinds of problems outside in the office.
在你办公室各种的问题。
You're still standing strong.
你还是刚强的站立。
When you and I live like that,
当你跟我活出这样的方式，
we're right standing in all circumstances.
我们就是在不同的环境当底下呢，
when things are well,
当事情好的时候，
you're standing straight.
你还是勇敢的站立。
Things are not well,
事情不好，
you're standing straight.
你还是刚强站立。
So many people change.
很多人改变。
When problems happen, they change.
问题发生，他们就改变。
They try to adapt to the problem.
他们尝试呢啊去降服于这个问题之下。
Before long, they have the problem. They didn't solve it.
不久之后呢，他们还拥有这个问题了。他们因为被解决它，他们只是改变他们自己。
It's just like a lizard.
就好像壁虎这样。
There is all trees that are dry. Go in and the chameleon changes its color.
就好像变色龙这样的，在不同的环境呢，改变他们的颜色。
The chameleon is still on the tree.
变色龙还是在。还是在树上，
but it changed the color to fit in.
但是呢，它能改变它的身体的颜色，要来适应那个环境。
We are trying to change the world.
所以我们尝试改变世界。
Not let the world change us.
不是让世界改变我们。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
You are going to go into more town to do business.
你要去到麻坡城市做生意。
The business in more should not change you.
麻坡的人的做生意方式不应该改变你。
You should change it.
你应该改变他们。
You must set the model.
你必须。活出了这个魔幻。
You must show them how to do.
告诉他们怎样做。
Because non-Christians don't know what to do.
因为非基督徒不懂怎样做。
You have to show the example.
你必须给他们这个榜样。
Sunday also you don't go to church.
礼拜天也没有去教堂。
Wednesday you don't go.
星期三也没有去。
Thursday you don't go.
星期四没有去。
Then you say to come to my church.
然后你告诉他们说来我的教会。
What example can be you?
你给他们怎样的榜样呢？
Only bad example.
只有不好的榜样。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
This is important. We need to raise the standard.
我们必须提高我们的标准。
Not changed by the circumstances.
不是被环境的所改变。
That's why.
这就是为什么。
Why the people hate you.
当人们恨你。
Love you.
爱你。
Talk well.
讲好话。
Don't talk well.
讲坏话。
You must settle in your heart.
你的心中呢要很平静。
This is how I'm going to stay.
你讲什么话，我都要这样的站立。
That's why before you start business, you got to make up your mind.
所以当你还没有开始生意，你要。做出这样的决定。
I'm going to go for cell groups.
我要去小组。
I'm going to go for Sunday morning.
我要礼拜天去聚会。
Nothing is going to change that.
没有东西会改变我。
Because circumstances will keep changing.
因为环境会不断的改变。
All the time.
不断的改变。
Suddenly they say Friday, Thursday and Friday is off day.
忽然他们讲了星期四、星期五他们不要工作了。
Then tomorrow they may say something else.
星期四、星期五是周末假期。
We cannot be pushed to one corner and then pushed to the other corner.
所以他们不断的改变，我们不可以被环境呢所。
We must be determined where we are standing.
我们必须决定我们所站立的地方。
This is our ground.
这是我们的土地。
Stand firm.
勇敢的站立。
In all the circumstances.
在任何环境底下。
They change.
他们改变。
We're still the same.
我们还是一样。
They change.
他们改变。
We're still the same.
我们还是一样。
They change again.
他们再改变规则。
We're still the same.
我们还是一样，不改变。
Because we're standing in alignment as it is in heaven.
我们乃是跟天堂的频率的对立。
So let it be on this earth.
在地上。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Thy will be done on earth.
你的旨意成就在地上。
As it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
We don't change because.
我们不改变是因为呢。
We know what God wants us to do.
因为我们知道神要我们所做的。
And if it's change,
如果我们改变，
we change because God wants us to change.
我们改变是因为神要我们改变，我们才改变。
Stand strong,
叫刚强。
Say standing,
说站立。
In righteousness,
在公义上。
Means standing rightly with God,
就跟神呢有对的关系。
Standing right in our hearts,
我们心中也要对。
Standing right with people,
跟人的关系也是对的。
Stand right with the devil,
跟魔鬼也是对的关系。
Stand right in circumstances,
在各种情况下要对。
Number six, stand right before the authorities.
第六点呢，啊，在这个政府方面权柄之下呢，要对的关系。
Standing right before the world authorities,
在世界的权力之下也是有对的关系。权柄
之下。Right before the law,
就是在法律面前也要对。
We cannot break the law,
我们不可以呢犯法。
Because when the law is broken, then you'll be penalized.
如果你犯法的话呢，你要被抓了。
So you must do everything in your life that is guarded and protected by the law of the country.
所以你所做的一切呢，都要被这个国家的法律保护，而不是去犯法。
Pay your tax.
还你的税。
Don't cheat on accounts.
啊，在你的会计账目上呢，不要欺骗。
You got to follow well.
你要跟随这个规则。
Because if we violate the law, we'll be penalized.
如果你犯法的话呢，有一天你会被抓到。
If we cross the traffic line,
如果你越过红灯，闯红灯。
When it's red and things happen,
红灯的话，你闯过去，事情发生的话
，you'll be arrested for the wrong things.
你就会被抓了。
That's why you got to find out in your own life the things that you do, you must do it right.
所以呢，你必须自己检查自己所做的一切呢，都要做对的。
Because law is for the righteous as well as for the wicked.
因为这法律呢是给公义的人，也是给邪恶的人。
If we do what is right,
如果你做对的事情
，the law should defend us.
那个法律应该保护你。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？In normal circumstances,
在任何时刻
，some circumstances
在对的时刻了，
in,
一般上
，some circumstances in Malaysia, you got to pray hard.
一些在马来西亚情况呢，你必须
the law of the country actually protects you.
我们法律呢会保护我们。
It protects a lot of people, but not everybody.
它保护很多人，不是每一个人。
That's why the lawgiver is from above.
所以呢，我们的给法律的是从上头来的。
The Lord is our lawgiver.
神呢是我们的法律师，是
律
者，他是我们的法律。
He is our executive chief.
他是我们的律师。
He is our judge.
他是我们的公正的法官。
So that if we live righteously according to the law, we will be protected.
我们活出公义的生命的话，这个法律应该保护我们。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？Talk to me. Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？In a moment, I'm going to pray for you so that you have your heart ready.
不久之后为你们祷告的时候，你们准备好你的心。
In all aspects.
在任何方面。
This one is hard.
这一点比较困难。
The last point is very hard.
最后一点是最困难的。
That's why I put it as the number seven.
所以把它放到第七点。
Right standing in all our sufferings.
在我们的各种受苦当中呢，也要对。
And afflictions.
在我们各种的受苦。
Right standing in all our sufferings.
在我们各种的痛苦。
And affliction.
还有病痛要对。
When things go wrong in our life.
当我们生命的不好的事情发生。
They suddenly fall sick.
忽然间生病。
Suddenly your business got trials.
忽然间你的生意的遇到困难。
Suddenly marriage got problems.
忽然间婚姻出现问题。
Your vocation has problems.
你的工作有问题。
While you're standing in the midst of crisis and suffering.
在你在危机跟受苦当中。
You must be sure in your heart.
你心中要很确定。
God is in control.
神在掌权。
He will carry you through.
他会带着你越过。
A lot of people.Become bitter after sufferings.
很多人在受苦之后呢，就很多苦读在里面。
The 5 years taught me great lessons that I can never learn any other way.
这五年呢，教导了我很大的功课，从来没有学习到的。
From 2010 to 2015.
从2010年到2015年，2014年。
The last 5 years.
过去的五年。
Had let me learn lessons I can never learn otherwise.
教导我学到的功课是从来没有学习过的。
I've been a strong man.
我是个刚强的人。
Physically.
身体上。
Strong in so many ways.
在很多方面都很强。
But when my strength became my weakness,
但是当我的力量、体力成为了软弱
，that I couldn't do what I needed to do.
我不能够做我需要做的。
There's a lot of pressure.
很多的压力。
A lot of thoughts.
很多的思想。
Some say maybe pastor sin.
有些人说可能牧师犯罪。
Some say God is testing him.
有些说神在的考验他。
Others say he's been tested.
有些说他在受到考验。
Sometimes you hear all stories.
有些时候你听到很多的故事。
You can get angry.
你可能会很生气，当你听到之后。
And thereby mess up your own heart.
使得你的心呢很混乱。
It doesn't matter what people say.
无论人家讲什么。
You must know who you are in Christ.
你必须知道你在基督里面是谁。
Because that's the only thing that's going to protect you.
这是唯一能够保护到你的。
That you're clean before God.
在神面前是清洁的。
You're walking in steadfastness.
你活在了公义当中。
Hoping at some point things will change.
你希望在某一个时刻事情会改变。
So that in all the sufferings you're not bitter, you're better.
所以在各种的受苦当中，你不是成为更加苦读，而是成为更加好。
When I went to Kelantan for the medical treatment,
到去到吉兰当接受治疗的时候
，I look at the medicine they gave me.
我看他们给我的药物
，It looked like small green pea.
看起来好像一个小小的绿豆。
Leg 刀。
绿豆。
So small.
这样小粒。
I was thinking in my mind, how can this small thing change 5 years?
我在想呢，这小小粒的药呢，将改变五年来的所发生的。
The right combination.
一个对的组合。
Between two different tablets.
两种不同的药物的组合。
Stop 80% of my shaking.
停止了我80%我的手上那个抖。
Things I cannot do, I suddenly start to do.
我之前不能够做，现在突然间可以做。
It's called the right formula.
还是讲对的方程式。
I told the doctor.
我告诉那个医生。
I said, when I become well, you're going to become famous.
我说当我变得好的时候呢，你要出名了。
I said, the whole world is going to look for you.
整个世界都会来找你。
Why until 5 years?
为什么要到五年过后？
Why cannot be 3 years?
为什么不三年？
God knows better.
神知道的更好。
You have to carry on suffering 5 years.
如果要继续受苦了五年。
He gave me grace and strength to carry through.
他给我恩典还有力量来经历这一切。
Check also I cannot sign.
啊，那个签支票不能签。
I haven't written with my hand on the full scale paper for more than a year.
我超过一年了，不能用手写字。
That's why when 2 days ago I sat down and write two full pages of message down, I was so glad.
两天前呢，我。写下 两页的那个 A4 纸的 那种信息，我里面真的很高兴。
Why God must wait until 5 years?
为什么神要等到五年？现在才告诉我。
I don't ask the question.
我没有问这个问题。
He knows.
他知道。
He knows how long.
他知道多久。
He knows when.
他知道几时。
All he's looking for is everything inside you must be clean.
他所寻找的，就是我们在里面一切呢是要清洁的。
Very few people succeed when they go through problems.
多很少人成功，他们经历过问题的时候。
Because they become angry.
因为他们里面很生气。
Angry with people.
对人生气。
Angry with God.
对神生气。
Angry with everybody they love.
对他们所爱人都每个人都生气。
Everybody loves them and they make them angry.
很多每个人爱他们，但那些爱他们的时候他们生气。
But you got to stay strong.
但是我们继续刚强。
Because at the end of the day,
因为在最终
he's still on the throne.
他还是坐在宝座上。
God still rules.
他还是掌权。
If it's 2 years,
如果是两年
5 years,
五年
10 years,
十年
he's in charge.
他还是掌权。
Our hearts must not change.
我们的心应该不改变。
So that when you come out,
当你出来的时候呢
you're clean.
你里面是清洁的。
I tell you something that my masseur said.
我的那个按摩师跟我讲
，The person who massaged me
啊，那个按摩我的跟我讲，推拿的
，He said this is what I'm going to do for you。
他说这是我要为你做的。
I'm going to make sure your muscles are well。
我确保你肌肉变得好。
Your nerve is well。
你的根也变好。
Your body is healthy。
你的身体会健康。
Your muscles are strong。
你的肌肉会刚强。
When whatever that needs to be corrected in your life is corrected.
你生命里面要被纠正的身体被纠正应该被纠正。
You have a body to carry it.
你有这个身体能够带它带着它。
He said, I cannot solve this problem.
他说我不能够解决这个问题。
Then to make sure your muscle is strong.
如果你的肌肉又刚强。
Your legs are strong.
当你的脚刚强。
Your nerve is strong.
你的根刚强。
Because if something that needs to happen, you still have a body.
因为如果一些这些事情要这些事情发生的话，你还有身体。
So I agree with him.
所以我跟他同意他所讲的。
That's why I still went to the massage.
所以我还是去给他推拿。
Because whatever that needs to be rectified, need to be rectified.
因为那些需要被纠正的应该被纠正。
And when it's rectified,
当他被纠正之后
，if your body is weak,
如果你的身体是弱的
，it's no use.
还没有用。
You must always be ready to go.
你必须要准备好要去。
Because sufferings don't last forever.
因为这受苦不是一辈子的。
You must last.
你必须继续走下去。
That's why your muscle is strong.
所以你的肌肉要刚强。
If every day you eat and sleep because nothing can happen.
如果你每一天只是吃饱睡，没有事情会发生的。
When you are healed.
当你得医治之后。
You still have a sick body to carry.
你还是要带着这个生病的身体。
So I thought that was a good advice.
我说这是很好的劝告。
So that when whatever needs to be rectified is rectified, the body is able to run.
如果那些人要纠正的被纠正的话，这身体呢就能够跑了。
Yeah, I'm telling you this.
告诉你们。
Because we don't know when we will suffer.
我们不懂我们几时会受苦。
We don't know what we will suffer.
不懂我们会受什么样的苦。
But in all of the sufferings,
在一切的受苦当中
，we must rise up strong.
我们必须勇敢的、刚强的站起来，变得更加更加的好。
You won't be poor every day.
你不能够每一天都贫穷下去。
You won't be sick every day.
你不是每一天都会生病下去。
That's why every day you have to be strong.
所以每一天都要刚强。
Because when you come out,
对，出来的时候
you're clean.
你是清洁的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is it true?
对吗？
Keep your heart clean.
要你的心清洁。
Keep your heart strong.
你的心要刚强。
Because the God who wants to do something in your life, when He does it, everything will change.
因为说神要做一次情的话，当他做出来说
，Our future become better than our past.
我们未来比以前更好。
Then we can run into the blessings of God.
我们可以跑进了神的祝福里面。
I want you to stand to your feet this morning.
这时候让我们站立起来。
This is how you live in the righteousness of God.
这是你在活在神的公义里面。
Right standing before God.
跟神有对的关系。
Right standing within ourselves.
在那里面有对。
Say aloud, right standing before people.
在人的跟人有对的关系。
Right standing before the devil.
在魔鬼面前是对的。
Right standing.Sorry, right standing in all circumstances.
在任何环境下都有对。
Right standing before the authorities.
在权柄底下是对。
Right standing in sufferings.
在受苦当下呢也要对。
If you are standing right before God.
如果跟神面前呢有对的关系。
You'll be right before man.
在人面前也会有对的关系。
Next week I'm going to show you how to have walk in the peace of God.
下个礼拜告诉你们呢，讲走在神的平安底下。
Bible says, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth among men."
这里讲到呢。在人情当中有了个平安。
When our life becomes stronger and stronger,
我们生命变得更加刚强。
You realize that the more peaceful you are in your heart,
你会发觉到你心中会充满了更多的平安。
It's going to be the ingredient for increase.
乃是你增加了那个材料。
The Bible says, increase of His kingdom and of peace, there will be no end.
圣经讲到了他国度的加增还有平安呢，将没有穷尽。
Increase and peace comes from the same thing.
增加跟平安从一个源头来的。
How many want to have increase?
多少人有增加？
How many want to have increase?
多少人有增加？
Increase in strength,
体力的增加。
Increase in wisdom,
智慧的增加。
Increase in knowledge,
知识的增加。
Increase in all aspects,
在各方面的增加。
But there must be peace in your heart.
但是你心中要有一个平安。
If your heart is full of all confusion inside,
如果里面心中充满了各种混乱。
There will be no increase.
将不会有增加。
But I want to pray that God will teach you how to walk in righteousness.
我祷告神教导你将走在公义底下。
Train our children.
训练我们的孩子。
To walk in righteousness.
走在公义之下。
Walk in peace.
走在平安之下。
Because God is going to give us increase.
因为神要赐给我们这个增量。